Live Updates: Trump Holds New Hampshire Rally. By Tony Lee on August 15, 2019. President Donald Trump will hold a Thursday evening campaign rally in the critical state of New Hampshire. Trump's primary victory in the Granite State in 2016 propelled him to the GOP nomination, and New Hampshire will be one of the most important battleground states in 2020. Stay tuned to Breitbart News for live updates of Trump's rally at Southern New Hampshire University, SNHU, in Manchester. All times Eastern. 9:05 p.m., Trump wraps up the rally in what may be a must-win state. Trump made the economic case for his re-election earlier, saying, "Whether you love me or hate me, you've got to vote for me." Trump's opponents in the media, like MSNBC's Donny Deutsch, have been trying to shame Americans into voting against their economic interests and against Trump because Trump is a racist and sociopath. 9:01, crowd chants USA. After Trump references the state's live free or die motto. 8:59, Trump claims the AIDS epidemic will be gone and eradicated within a decade. 8:57 p.m., 2020, Trump says America will never be a socialist nation and says a vote for any Democrat is a vote for the rise of radical socialism and the destruction of the American dream. 8:51 p.m., Trump says America has the most powerful nuclear capability and he hopes we never have to use it. He now pivots to the Stars and Stripes on Mars. 8:48 p.m., Trump blasts radical pro-abortion Democrats for believing in ripping babies straight from the mother's womb. Right until the moment of birth and hits Virginia Governor Ralph Northam for supporting executing babies after they are born. 8:42 p.m., Trump says all Democrats want to give illegal immigrants free welfare while Republicans believe it should be reserved for needy citizens. Trump now speaks about needing an immigration system that puts American workers and families first. Trump says Democrats must support voter ID laws to protect the integrity of elections. Trump mocks Democrats for wanting to protect elections and refusing to support voter ID laws. 8:39 p.m., Trump says China needs to criminalize the production of fentanyl. He says Democrats want open borders. They don't mind crime. We do mind crime. And that's the way it is. Trump says Democrats also support sanctuary cities. Crowd chants build the wall after Trump speaks about the opioid crisis. Trump speaks about ads that will warn children about the dangers of drugs because it's real easy if they never start. 8:32 p.m., Trump says it's not the gun that pulls the trigger. It's the person holding the gun. Huge roars from the crowd. He wants more mental institutions to open. He says guns need to be kept out of the hands of insane people. Globalism enriches foreign countries at our expense, Trump says. I'm the president of the United States of America. I'm not the president of the world. He says so long as he is president, America will never bow to foreign nations as the country had been doing for so many years. He rips past leaders for following the advice of naive editorial boards like the Wall Street Journal's. 8:29 p.m., Trump mocks Omar, says he is opening up mines in Minnesota and wonders if Omar could, but immediately talks over the booze. 8:25 p.m., crowd chants USA. After Trump says he is standing up for American jobs. He says the forgotten men and women in America will never be forgotten again. He rips Obama and Sleepy Joe for backing the Trans-Pacific Partnership, TPP. He says he was proud to withdraw the U.S. from the job-killing catastrophe and is imposing beautiful tariffs. 8:20 p.m., Trump rips politicians who shipped away jobs, shed our sovereignty, surrendered our dignity and saddled our nation in one foreign debacle after another. He says politicians claimed to be for the American worker and then went to Washington and were bought off by special interests and sold out Americans. Trump also says his campaign is fueled by small-dollar donations, which makes his campaign different from other Republican campaigns. Trump says nobody took it worse than New England Re, NAFTA and bad trade deals. 8:15 p.m., Trump hypes Lewandowski's potential Senate candidacy. 8:13 p.m. 8:10 p.m., Trump says poll numbers in Iowa are going up because Democrats are campaigning there. Wherever they go, our numbers go up, Trump says of the far-left Democrats running for president. 8:05 p.m., Trump credits Ronna McDaniel for helping him win Michigan when Democrats thought it would be impossible. He says he should have won New Hampshire but it was taken away and it's not your fault. 8 p.m., Trump says the MAGA movement is built on love. People who love the flag and freedom and country. He says they are united by the belief that the nation must first protect its own citizens, America first. 7:58 p.m., Trump whacks the left for tearing America apart and vilifying anyone who disagrees with them. He says the radical Democrats slander our law enforcement heroes and claim the Border Patrol is running concentration camps. Rally is interrupted by protester after Trump talks about Democrats who only want to rage and resist and look down on regular Americans. Trump says the protester has a serious weight problem and needs to start exercising. Trump says he has a bigger problem than he does. 7:55 p.m., Trump says New Hampshire has the lowest unemployment rate in 31 years and wonders how anyone in the Granite State could vote for someone else. I don't think that's gonna happen, folks, Trump says. 7:51 p.m., Trump says Obama is more popular than he is in Germany and says he would not be doing his job right if he were more popular than Obama abroad. He then says more than 7 million Americans have been lifted off of food stamps since he took office. 7:48 p.m., Trump says New Hampshire is like central casting for the closing of factories before he won in 2016. Trump says everything we had was depleted and now we've rebuilt our military like never before. Trump says America was disrespected abroad and they don't disrespect us anymore, folks. Trump brags about getting delinquent European nations to pay their fair share for NATO. Trump now whacks the Obama administration for paying Iran billions in cash and getting nothing in return. He says Iran now wants to make a deal because the sanctions are not good for them and they are not happy. He says America has the hottest economy anywhere in the world. America is working again. America is winning again. America is respected again, Trump says. 7:42 p.m., Trump says that the group of socialists or communists taking over the Democrats is not far away. He asks if they want to pay 90% plus in taxes. Trump says his Pocahontas attacks can be revived very quickly and will have some fun in the Granite State if Warren is the nominee. He polls the crowd MAGA versus CAG. Crowd cheers for latter and Trump holds up a Keep America Great red hat. Trump says the socialists want to take it away. He says China wants to make a deal but he may not be ready to make a deal with them. Trump claims China's devaluation will hurt China. He then calls out the fake news as the crowd boos and chants CNN sucks. Campaign rally or Thursday night SmackDown? 7:38 p.m., Trump asks, is there anything better than a Trump rally? Crowd boos when Trump mocks Sleepy Joe's rally. He says he sorta hopes that it will be Biden. Trump, now playing political pundit, says Pocahontas is rising, Kamala is falling, and Beto is gone. He says Sleepy Joe may limp across the finish line. Trump mocks Biden's campaign for cutting back on his appearances because Biden has been such a disaster. Trump mocks the New York Times for all the news that's not fit to print and the demotion of one of their deputy editors. 7:35 p.m., Trump says he campaigned 3 years ago to make America great again and that's exactly what we've done. He says MAGA is the greatest slogan in the history of politics. Trump says the greatest political movement in the history of our country started in New Hampshire. 7:30 p.m., Trump appears on stage and is about to get the rally started. 7:25 p.m., packed crowd, inside and outside, awaiting Trump. 6:50 p.m., be sure to follow Joel, who is on the ground in New Hampshire. 6:45 p.m., Lewandowski likely to join Trump on stage tonight. 6:35 p.m., perhaps a preview of what he will say at tonight's rally, which is scheduled to start at 7 p.m. ET. Trump says Omar and Tlaib have become the face of the Democrat Party. He says they are anti-Israel and anti-Jewish. Trump says what they have said is disgraceful and he can't imagine why Israel would let them in. Dem/anti-Trump protesters. Some Trump supporters in a region that knows a little about Super Bowls are comparing the rally to the Super Bowl.